I've been thinking about this a lot, how we all want to grapple with the real forces that are shaping our lives. We are tired of just sort of, groping through the fog. We needed this clarity that our ancestors have pieced together for us. I am endlessly grateful to them. We turn now to aspects of an effective model of resistance and recall. We have identified five components, and we're going to be adding a sixth. I'll have to modify this. The bank. The bank. First one, community education, then grounding our understanding in our bodies through movement and voice, organizing for global general strikes, acquiring land for Earth ships, and five here in the US, calling the question of our right to happiness with a referendum. In thinking about what unifies these subjects we've been talking about today, the key word that kept coming up is punishment. And not just because I'm getting pounded as we speak by EMF weapons, and that I know absolutely that they did this to Prince. I must emphasize again how clarifying it's been to find myself targeted with EMF weapons and to then begin to see, despite being slow in grasping, trust, just who and what is a threat. In the punishment delivered to me, I see but a tiny fraction of what they did to Prince. His strength and courage is boundless. I can't tell you. I think about it all the time, as you can tell, what courage it took. Because they do, that's what they do. They put you in a lose-lose. How can you talk about it? Unless, like me, it's like that. Song, that line in the oh goodness, spacing out on her name, but you know who I mean. Janis Joplin, thank you. Song, me and Bobby McGee. Freedom ain't nothing but nah. Freedom's just another word. It's hard for me to remember lines from songs unless I sing them. I won't bore you. Freedom's just another word for nothing left to lose. Well, Prince said, we all have something to lose, I guess. And but in my situation, I guess, to be perfectly honest, it was more naivete than anything else. I just sort of bumble on ahead. And then you bumble and you stepped into a little bit of it. You sort of say, oh, well, you wade right in. Of course, one part of the answer to why we submit is our fear of punishment, the core of the system of coercion into which we are born, right? So we adjust to it. Oh God, that's awful. Just thinking about it. Quote from an article in the newspaper. With delivery trucks under constant attack, the nation's food is now transported under armed guard, unquote. Thus begins one of many similar recent items, news items about the food crisis in Venezuela. Of course, we know that the power guys have a fixed obsession with designing and wielding technology that makes us their puppets. Most deaf, this means controlling the climate, our ability to feed themselves. They are obsessed with this question. Because we are 7 billion and they are 10,000. And we know that minimally they have the capability to withhold or deliver rain. And that's minimal, obviously. And I'm just deriving that from their so-called geoengineering, which I've come to believe is a cover story for a lot of other things, like creating famine. by means of drought. We know that minimally they have the capability to withhold or deliver rain, superfluity or dearth or drought, bounty or famine. Two years plus of rain has been withheld the global south. Sufficient rain. These are powers they want in their hands alone. They have ever coveted means to punish the so-called disobedient. It's their reason for being. That's their infant training. That's what was done to them. They were put in a lose-lose position. They were punished for being alive and told what they are telling us, that for their own good it was done, because they are creating perfection. Homicidal artists, we could call them. There have been veiled threats already given to the people of Britain. I'm so glad they didn't bow to them. In the absence of consciousness, all we do becomes the system. That's another big discussion we must have. Suppressed discussion. We have to have something that we're moving toward that is not this, and we have to discuss it all together globally. I think we must add one more piece to our practice of reclaiming and protecting our original, true, authentic selves. That we see ourselves intentionally as a bank, from originally from a word that meant bench, from a money dealer's table. And we might define it as that which sees all, that which convenes us, that through which we associate, sets the parameters for how we live, reproduce ourselves, our collective means and forms. It takes in our gifts and shares them with our brothers and sisters. It is the sine qua non for our freedom, our process, our mechanism for exchange. I hate the word mechanism, so I always struggle to think of a different one. A strategy of decentralized banking that nonetheless holds close what we know, that true wealth is our suppressed creative energy released. So, as we create true wealth and bank it with our fellows, we can also have agreements to pool funds in order to support specific ends that are as varied as our circumstances, but with the common aim of becoming an intentional affiliate with other decommissioning strategies. That's the goal, global decommissioning. Working together, coordinating our acts toward a one-day global general strike, and the agreement to work toward our stated aims, including building this affiliation, could mean that we individually set aside funds to be pooled later to achieve one of these aims. I seem to recall Hugo Chavez was trying to establish an alternative financial institution set up specifically to address the needs of countries in Central and South America. We could see what we're doing as the same thing in micro. The critical point is that in whatever we do, we are denying the system fuel, whether spiritual or material. The usefulness of the global general strike is not symbolic. We need to know who are our affiliates, for it seems likely that it will only be those who truly want our world based in non-coercion who will authentically work for it. And once we have successfully organized a global general strike, we have our network for addressing hunger among us.